This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dirt, drama, despair. It's all right here, baby, on Email Wednesday with Jeff and Amanda on KRZ.
So I'm sure the situation arises quite often. You have a 17-year-old heading into their final year of high school. In this case, the woman who wrote us, and she said, I never imagined I would be in an Email Wednesday, so I'm a little nervous. She feels, the way her son does, that, you know, he should have a carefree final summer before college and things get real. Her husband is a big believer in hard work and discipline, and he wanted his son to get a job, a part-time job. He did. He quit after 2 weeks, didn't like it. So now dad won't give him the car very often and won't give him money.
So to that, to the quitting the job within 2 weeks, Leslie says a part-time job doesn't take away from a carefree summer. It's minimum responsibility. Mm-hmm. Kids don't get work ethic from carefree summers and having everything provided for them. And since he just quit after 2 weeks, it sounds like he may need help in the area of responsibility. Oh, by the way, Tina says that she thinks a summer part-time job is a rite of passage.
Aha.
It's part-time, 2 or 3 days a week. You still have plenty of time for fun.
Let's take one more call. Fire away if you would.
Okay, my daughter is 17, and we do make her work because she's the type of high-maintenance teenager that wants to go out with her friends and drive around her car and waste all her gas for no reason, just drive around in circles and get her nails done and all the fun stuff. And we refuse to pay for that because it gets very expensive. We love our kids. We put the clothes on their back and the food in their mouth, and we take them to places, you know, fun times. But I'm not going to support her habits with her and her friends. Stuff like, they seem to think that the money tree is in the backyard.
Yeah,
and I just pull out the money and hand it to them. And that's not the way it works. And she says, oh, well, daddy gets more money. I said, where do you think he gets it? He works so many hours a week to get that money. It doesn't just, like, re-up in the bank.
I totally commend your attitude. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Re-up. Doesn't just re-up.
No. So you've been looking at tons of text messages. Can you give us kind of a breakdown?
The kid needs to get a part-time summer job.
Oh, boy.
If he wants to have fun or use the car.